Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
But I think that what Bowser has been able to do, which is document music history in the making from a classic era of rock and roll music, some of these acts who might not have ever had the chance to play an arena like that in this day and age after the year 2000, 2002 when those shows started for Bowser at Mohegan. I'd say that he has done a phenomenal job in bringing that to audiences across the country and consistently every year at Mohegan. But everything that's good, everything that's fun, anything that you might like in life, everything comes to an end at some point in time. And that's something that we all have to learn and come to grips with as we go through life, is the fact that as time goes on, things that you kind of become accustomed to. Every single January on Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, Bowser is going to be playing at Mohegan Sun. That was what was conditioned in my mind, that every single year I would go to the arena and I'd have a chance to see Bowser. But everything that you get accustomed to in life at some point in time will come to an end. Here I am, I'm 28 years old, and I realize that, and I guess it's emotional in a sense that I think about going to these shows with my grandparents and my parents, and some people I used to go see these acts with aren't with us anymore, or they've moved on, or they've moved away. And so this has kind of been an emotional little news item for me. Bowser's Rock and Doo-Wop Party coming to an end with Volume 23, the final chapter. But life does go on, and something else that's great, I don't know what, but something else that's great will come about and take this place, and life will move on, and it will be a great thing, and these will be great memories to have. But the final chapter has not happened yet. It'll be happening Sunday, January 19th. That's next Sunday at 3 in the afternoon. If Matt Sirois were here, our friend from the Brian and Company morning show here on WTIC, Matt would say, isn't that a nice thing, a 3 o'clock show? It really is. Okay, you get your lunch, and then you get in line. You get in, you get your seat. Then after the show, and there's an intermission, so if you want to go grab some pizza, a snack, a soda, whatever, you can go do so during intermission. And then after the show, if you have dinner plans or if you have to get home, you want to go to bed early, that's what you could do. It doesn't start at 9 at night and go until 1 in the morning. And don't get me wrong, I love things that start at 9 at night and go until 1 in the morning, but you need a break once in a blue moon. You need something that is a little easier to schedule, and I think that this 3 o'clock start time is a pretty good option that Bowser was able to keep going all of these years, the 23 years that he was doing the Rock and Doo-Wop Party. So his final act next Sunday at 3, here's the lineup. You've got Chubby Checker and the Wildcats, you know, the twist, Mr. Twist. Let's twist again like we did last summer. He will be the headliner this year. He performed with Bowser at the show 2 years back. I was astounded by his energy. I mean, he didn't stop, and he brought people up from the audience to twist with him on stage. It's just that, you know, over the age of 80, I guess I don't expect that kind of energy level necessarily. The fact that he's been performing for 60 years straight, you'd think that he would want to take it easy. No, he doesn't. So he is going to be energized for sure. That is my prediction. Gary U.S. Bonds, Quarter to Three, This Little Girl. Jay Siegel and the Tokens. He was on with us last year on Spotlight Connecticut. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Peggy March. She used to go by Little Peggy March, but she's not that little anymore. She'll be there next Sunday. I will follow him as her big hit here in the States, although I'll bring this up with Bowser later on in the show. She ended up having quite a career in Germany. Yeah, she was a teenager here. Had a huge hit on the Billboard charts with I Will Follow Him, ends up in Germany, and becomes a big hit singer in Germany. So I think that that's just a fascinating little nugget of Peggy March's history. We'll talk about that. The Dubs. It's hard to find one of the classic doo-wop groups that's still able to perform to this day. When you think about songs like Could This Be Magic and others that they recorded back in the 1950s, it's tough to get them together in this day and age. I believe that the Dubs, there's someone in the Dubs who's over the age of 90, and he's coming on with Bowser, if memory serves me correct, because they've done it before. That is just absolutely history before your very own eyes, and I can't wait to see it one last time. Lala Brooks, the original lead singer of the Crystals, to Do Run Run, and Then He Kissed Me. 9/11 firefighter Frank Pizarro in the music of The Platters, endorsed by The Platters to replace the lead singer in that group. Bowser and the Stingrays, of course, duh. And shockingly, this was news to me. This was last year. I think this made the debut in the shows last year. Bobby Wilson, the son of Jackie Wilson, very soulful singer, very animated. You can't miss his sound, and you can't duplicate it. Well, so you'd think. But yeah, you actually can. His son, Bobby, sounds just like him, looks just like him, and when you meet him backstage, as I have, he's as friendly as could be. So Bowser, he is going to be on with us this hour, and I'm also happy to report that he is safe. He does live in the greater Los Angeles area. I called him up on Thursday. I said, look, first of all, I am concerned about your safety and I'm concerned about what's going on in Los Angeles with the deadly and destructive fires. But I first and foremost want to know that you're safe. And second, I want you to know, Bowser, I told him, that if you can't do Saturday, don't worry about it. Or if you need to be flexible or a brief interview or something like that, I can make it happen. And I'm happy to say that he is safe and he's happy to report that he is okay. And he said something that really hit home, that he was lucky, because it could be him. It could have been him, but he is among the lucky ones. And so that's definitely not lost on me as we do this interview, talking about Bowser and the final chapter next Sunday at 3 at Mohegan Sun.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Spotlight Connecticut, and we are live with Bowser himself, as we talk about what's going to be happening next Sunday afternoon at 3. I'm getting emotional, but it's okay. It's going to be okay, I keep telling myself, because I had the chance to watch history for many years and will again. History in the making, I think. A documentary, if you will, of some great acts from the classic rock and doo-wop era. Bowser's Rock and Doo-Wop Party, Volume 23, the next chapter, the final chapter, at Mohegan Sun Arena on Sunday, January 19th. You'll want to be there for 3 o'clock. The show will begin then. All right. Well, without further ado, because we have so much to talk about, what this is going to mean and what it's all about, with Bowser himself. Bowser, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Morgan. Yeah, it is going to be an emotional day. You're right.
It's going to be very emotional. And I just want to say, before we talk further about what's happening next Sunday with your concert at Mohegan, I am glad that you and yours are safe out there in Los Angeles. I know you guys are lucky, that's for sure, and we're certainly thinking of you guys and everybody else out there in greater Los Angeles.
Well, we're lucky so far. You know, this story is a long way from being written, I think, as well. And, you know, I think everybody's got to acknowledge that it's really, in this situation, just a matter of luck. You know, what happens to any individual family is just a matter of luck.
No, we're following it in the news and can't believe what we're seeing. But, you know, again, we're glad that you're all right.
It's a desperate situation. You know, I'm actually in the Santa Ynez Valley right now, 2 hours north. So, but we still have our home in Los Angeles, and you know, it's been intermittently threatened as of, but so far so good. But like I say, it's just a matter of luck. So, could change at a moment. It could change as the wind changes. Next weekend will be a better day in at Mohegan.
I think so.
I haven't looked at the weather forecast yet. I should look at the weather forecast.
Well, I don't think that we have any hint of snow. Sometimes, you know, when there's snow that might be coming, it kind of reaches us like a week early, like, it might snow next weekend, it might not. Right. I haven't heard any grumblings about that, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And, you know, I must say, over the 23 years of this show, this will be the 23rd year. We have been phenomenally lucky with the weather overall. There were a couple of snowstorm days. Usually not on the show day, sometimes the day before, where I worried about, you know, whether the artists were going to be able to get in or not. But we've just been phenomenally lucky over the course of time.
And being that we've been doing these shows in Connecticut, like you said, for 23 years, I don't know how that's possible, but thank goodness it's worked out for you guys. So tell me a little bit about what's going on, because last year I was at the show and you kind of had a dark and ominous and serious announcement that you shared that the show that I saw last year could have been the last one. And you told the audience this, and here we are, we're getting the goodbye. What's going on, Bowser?
Well, last year I think we were in sure, and again, this is, you know, a lot of this has to do with me and health stuff. You know, for me personally, you know, I've had a back problem for a few years now since 2022, and I'm just not moving around the way I used to, and it makes it less fun to do shows because, you know, I was always so physical as a performer. So that's part of it, and, you know, some also heart-related stuff. You know, that has to do with being 77. And, you know, a lot of the people in this show are older. Some of the acts are not performing anymore, you know, and so there's a smaller pool to choose from. But I think generally, you know, it's a big arena, and our crowds have looked pretty good.
I'd say.
Over the years. Yeah. But, you know, it just seems like it's kind of time for this show in that big arena to end. And so it's going to, we're going to, you know, leave on our own terms.
And you want to go out on top.
And we want to go out on top, and we are, and, you know, we are on top. And I feel pretty sure that this is going to be, since it is the final show, I feel pretty sure that a lot of people are going to show up.
You talk about the pool, right, that you've got to pick from for this year's show. But I want to talk about the pool overall. The 110 acts you told me you counted the other day. Since 2000. Yeah, you counted them one by one. 110 was the number, right?
It was 110, and I was interested to see whether it was over 100. These are 110 different, you know, different acts have performed on that stage in the 23 years of this show. Obviously, we repeated, you know, quite a few over the years. You know, like people would, I had a different headliner kind of rotating every 3 years. And, you know, some people like Kenny Vance and the Platitones and Jay Siegel and the Tokens, Jay Siegel's Tokens, were there almost every year. There were 110 disparate, different acts in this show over the course of the 23 years, and that's a lot.
And that is really an impressive number. And here's a guy that's keeping the tradition going, Frank Pizarro. And I'm going to play a song in a moment, and you know which one it is. It's going to be My Prayer by the Platters. But he has basically been selected to continue on the magic and the music of the Platters. And boy, does he sound authentic. How did you find him?
Well, so Frank is a former lead singer of the group that Herb Reed had, and ultimately Herb Reed ended up with the rights as part of the Truth in Music fight, which I know you have followed. Herb Reed, the original bass singer of the Platters, ended up with the rights to the name after years, in fact, decades of litigation about the name the Platters. Herb had brought Frank Pizarro in. Frank Pizarro is a speaking of fires out here in California, Frank Pizarro is literally a firefighter in New York who fought the 9/11 fires. You know, so he's an amazing person in every regard. But he's also not only a fantastic singer, but Herb Reed told me personally, and I don't think I'm the only one he said this to, that ever since Tony Williams, the guy who sang the original Platters records, left the group in 1960, Herb's opinion was that Frank Pizarro sounded more like Tony Williams and more like the original records than anybody he had ever heard. So that's why I'm bringing Frank in again for the final show at Mohegan Sun, because he sounds more like the original, a very unique sound that Tony Williams had in these original records than anybody that Herb Reed, and Herb was the ultimate authority, had ever heard.
Boy, does he sound authentic. I'll tell you, just to set the scene, and I'm going to play the song, and I want you to picture yourself there at Mohegan Sun at the arena, because the lights go dim, and he introduces the song. You know which one's coming. And he kind of takes a breath, and suddenly you're hit with this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Bowser, how does Frank Pizarro do that?
All I can say, Morgan, is don't try it at home. That is the one of all the Platters difficult to sing songs. Don't try it at home. You're likely to hurt yourself unless you're Frank Pizarro.
As we mentioned earlier in the program, a total of 110 individual acts over the years. Some of them repeats, some of them one-offs, or, you know, only a few shows. But there were 110 acts from that golden era of rock and doo-wop, and it's been a pleasure to see many of those shows. The final chapter next Sunday at 3 in the afternoon at Mohegan Sun. And Bowser, before the break, I asked you about the lineup. You ran through all of the acts that you'll have coming up this year, and we'll recap them before the end of the show. But how can people get tickets? How can they get in on this action?
So I think the easiest way, you know, is Ticketmaster.com or the Mohegan Sun box office are the easiest ways to get tickets. You know, it's pretty easy to get tickets for Mohegan, except I would go fast because I expect this show to be pretty full since it's the last one, and it's full every year, you know, or almost full. You know, sometimes every seat's a good seat, so you can get the seats up in the boonies are really pretty good. But I would act quickly. It's a great arena, and this is a terrific lineup. And because it's going to be the final show, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of emotion in the show and a lot of, you know, warm feelings on the stage. And, you know, I'm also going to review, you know, like you're talking about Jay Black. I'm going to play some of the people, some of the best moments that we recorded, you know, over the years on the big screens during the show.
I know that you've been combing through your collection, pictures, video, recordings. How are you preparing to honor this, right? How are you picking How do you know, I guess is my question, how do you know what is really identifiable with your act over the years at Mohegan? How do you know yourself that this is something you want to share one more time with the audience?
Yeah, that part of it is really pretty easy. Over the course of time, there were things that happened on that stage that really stand out. And there were people on that stage, you know, whose talent is just undeniable.
Is there any one story you could share with us at the moment? Anything off top of your head?
Oh, God. There are truly so many. But, yeah, I have to play again the show in which two different people from, as you know, I did a lot of work on what's called Truth in Music. And Truth in Music, you know, which helped get the names of the groups back to the rightful people. So one of the most threatened and damaged names was the Drifters, you know, who had a lot of different personnel over all the years. And there are actually two different incarnations who had huge hit records. The original Drifters, of whom the, you know, Bill Pinkney was the last surviving member, the guy who sang White Christmas in the Home Alone movie, the doo-wop version of White Christmas, and a bass singer, you know, so I could always relate to him. And Charlie Thomas was the last surviving member of the Drifters that had all the big hits in the second incarnation of the Drifters. And at any rate, we were lucky enough this one time to, you know, Bill was 81, I think, at that time, and Charlie was, you know, solidly in his 70s somewhere. They had never been in the group together, but because of the Truth in Music fight, they became fast friends in their later lives. And there was this one clip where Bill's group was actually on the show, and Charlie came in as a guest. You know, I invited Charlie as a guest, and then Charlie sings Wonderful World to Bill in this show, and it's just, you know, talk about there's not a dry eye in the house. I mean, it was never anything like that. So I got to play that again, and I got to play the Kenny Vance and Jay Black were both in Jay and the Americans together, and they do a duet on Let It Be Me in our show. You know, in one year, they just decided they want to do this. They were both on the show the same year, and I just got to play it again. I mean, these are the things that just jump out at you as the highlights of the 23 years. There were plenty of highlights, but since I only have about seven or so interstitial moments in this show between the great live acts that we're going to have, you know, I've only got a handful of spaces to, because we got to make sure this show doesn't go on for 7 hours.
You know, let me ask you, I mean, you had so much work on television where you documented so many of these players many years ago, of course. This is going back decades, and you've had these shows, and maybe some have been recorded. You know, have you ever thought about releasing a CD or a DVD or something along those lines, whatever they're selling these days, downloads, whatever? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, the thing is, you really can't. You know, and it's usually because, like, Mohegan, we've recorded every show, but they're only for the purpose of in-house promotion. You know, we can use them in these shows, but that's it.
I see.
So they're not for sale. Right. It's all, you know, and the same thing is true of the Shana TV show, which I think you're too young to really remember. But I am going to play a little bit. I'm going to probably play two things from the Shana TV show, because that's the way a lot of this audience relates to me. And those shows are terrific, and they hold up really well. But because of a nasty thing called music clearance, you know, that's not worth for us to get into, but, you know, the music wasn't cleared for long enough and would have to all be redone, and it costs a fortune of money. So the shows really aren't running anywhere. You know, and the same kind of legal issues make it not as easy as you might think for these things to still play and still be accessed.
So in other words, people need to get to next week's show or they're never going to see or hear it again, basically.
Yeah, I think, you know, sooner or later this stuff will come out again. I'm not sure about the Mohegan Sun shows.
But the old TV shows.
The old Sean and I TV shows, I think sooner or later will come out again, but will be long gone. You know, and half the group has passed on already. But it's just going to be, you know, I'm actually working on it right now again to see if the shows can come back out. But it's no easy chore. You know, the music should have been cleared in perpetuity to begin with by the original producer of the show, and it wasn't, and it just makes it hard to get back in and do it again.
Well, if you ever make magic happen, you know who to break it. You know where you can break the news. It's on my talk show.
Okay, I'll do it. You'll be the first to know.
You've got my number.
Seriously, I am working on it right now. So on another possible way of getting this done. This has been done with other shows. If you know, I don't think it's the most interesting subject for the public. So I don't want to get into the weeds of it too much.
Well, I'm going to pick your brain off the air.
Yeah, but if you notice, just one sentence about it. If you notice, a lot of shows, old TV shows that had a lot of music in them, come back without the music in them.
Right.
You know, like the old Carol Burnett shows, for instance. You know, because they could survive on the comedy sketches. They're still great and they're still fun. Shana, we had so much music in Shana that there's no show there without music.
They need the music.
Yeah, you need the music. So you can't do that. You can't just take the music out to make re-showing the shows practical. But we're trying to find some other solutions of how to get this done.
Well, something the public probably does want to hear more about is Little Peggy March. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, when I saw her name on the list for next Sunday's show at Mohegan Sun Arena. I'm talking with Bowser, by the way, on WTIC. The show's next Sunday at 3, the final chapter, the last one. You've got to get there. And Little Peggy March, who's all grown up now, and she's going to be there for I Will Follow Him. And it fascinates me that she could have this as a one-hit wonder here in the States, and then she ends up in Germany many years later and is a big hit over there overseas.
She was popular there the whole time. And, you know, she's going back two or three times a year and doing tours. I think she's doing a show with some other women, you know, on the European scene, who are also from that era but are popular. And she's great. I mean, first of all, she's super talented, which doesn't hurt. You know, she sings. She has skills way beyond what you would think just from that one hit record that she, by the way, recorded when she was 14 years old.
Wow. So here she is, 14-year-old Little Peggy March. I'll Follow Him on WTIC News Talk 1080, talking about Bowser, the ultimate rock and doo-wop party, Volume 23, the final chapter next Sunday at 3.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
I'm getting emotional. Would you forgive me? Would you forgive me? Because this is the final chapter, and as I said at the very, very beginning of the show, you know, I remember my grandma, who's no longer with us. I went with my parents. They took me as a kid. This was music that they grew up with, that their era grew up with. You know, my grandma, she grew up with Benny Goodman and those kinds of acts, but had a lot of appreciation and love for rock and doo-wop, and here it is, the final chapter. But life does move on. Great things come in the future. I'm optimistic and I'm excited for those. But at the same time, a little emotional and nostalgic saying goodbye. And I think that that'll be part of the sentiment, but a good feeling nonetheless. Don't get me wrong. Next Sunday at 3 at Mohegan Sun, Bowser is with us. Could you run through the lineup one more time and tell people how to get the tickets?
Certainly. Bowser's Rock and Doo-Wop Party, Volume 23, starring Chubby Checker and the Wildcats, Gary U.S. Bonds, Jay Siegel's Tokens, Peggy March, The Dubs, Lala Brooks, original lead singer of The Crystals, 9/11 firefighter Frank Pizarro with the music of The Platters, Bowser and the Stingrays, that's me, featuring Johnny Contardo, our band, our fabulous band that backs up almost everybody, Rocky the Rollers, and our special guest, Bobby Wilson, son of Jackie Wilson, be there or be square. It is next Sunday at 3 p.m., Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or at the Mohegan Sun box office. And I would say don't miss it. And Grease for Peace.
I think this is a stupid question, but are you going to miss this?
Well, that's not a stupid question at all. And, you know, until I get there, I'm not sure that I know. But I suspect that I am going to miss it. Yeah, it's a lot of work putting a show like this together, which I'm producing and hosting and performing in. But, yeah, I'm going to miss it. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to miss it, Morgan. It's been 55 years of doing it, and a lot of hopefully we brought people some entertainment.
Well, you brought me plenty, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. It's always good to hear that.
Well, what's interesting about me, you've introduced us to a new generation. I'm 28.
Yeah, that's the idea. That was the idea, to keep this music alive. And I feel sure that there will be other shows that will keep the music alive. They may not be on the scope or scale of this one, but they will be there. And younger people, you know, are hip to this music. They love it, like you. And I think we'll end up keeping it going. It is the roots music of everything that came after it. It's still got a backbeat. You can't lose it, like Chuck Berry said. And, you know, there hasn't been a real sea change in terms of style, as much as older people complain about it. It's like, what's this junk these days? It's all based on the stuff that happened in the 50s and the early 60s. And I think it still will be for a while. So
the one thing I have to say,
stay around.
The one thing I have to say is Chubby Checker, he's your headline, and we're going to go fade out with him in just a minute here, but I love his energy, and if there's a way to go out, it's going to be with him and his excitement.
Yep, and rock and roll is here to stay, so show up next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Well, Bowser, I really appreciate it. I know you're going to be crazy and hectic next weekend, but I hope I get to see you. And I really appreciate all the shows and the work that you've put in over the years.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, and thanks for having me on this show, and Grease for Peace!
Grease for Peace! I love that.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.